On the occasion of International Women's Day, we at the World Stroke Academy want to celebrate the achievements and careers of women in stroke and recognize their contributions, their research, and their mentoring. We interviewed outstanding women who are nominated by WSO board members for their important work in the field of stroke. This is the second episode of the Women in Stroke Initiative. My name is Laura Ceci Galanos. I am the executive manager of the World Stroke Academy, and I'm here today with Gloria Ecken. Gloria is a neuroscience nurse and stroke nurse consultant with specialist interest in stroke care, transient ischemic attack, and management. She's the CEO of Stroke Care International, a stroke support organization. She has a master's degree in advanced neuroscience practice and is a member of the Royal College of Nursing in UK. Gloria works as an independent nurse prescriber and holds several association and board level positions, including being on the WSO Executive Board of Directors and co-chair of SEO Advocacy Working Group. In addition, she's a member of the British Neuroscience Association and Neuroscience Nursing Forum. Gloria, first of all, congratulations on the nomination. It is wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you, Laura. It's a privilege and honor to be here.
Thank you. I will start off directly with some of the questions that we have prepared for you. And the first question that we want to ask you is, what does being outstanding in your field of work mean to you? So how do you usually measure your professional success?
In my field of work, outstanding simply means achieving a height of excellence in performance, if you like, providing exceptional high gold standard service that is evidence-based, having systems and structures in place that will enhance that clinical excellence and effectiveness. Equally, success to me is measured by achievement of goals and targets, and this is through effective implementation, culminating in positive outcomes, clinical excellence, governance, peer reviews, and also feedback from stakeholders and colleagues.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a great answer for measuring success. And besides, neuroscience, stroke care, we talked about some of your main interests. In what other areas would you have liked or maybe would still like to stand out?
Thank you, Laura. This is a very interesting question to me. I have done quite a lot of work on advocacy, especially here in Nigeria. So I would like to continue and expand on that work to be a voice for stroke survivors. Equally, I would also like to stand out and be outstanding in the areas of research, touching humanity with regards to poor health incomes, especially in third world countries and low and middle-income countries as well.
Yeah, and you've already actually started doing that. You're quite active through newspaper publications, television, radio talks, right?
I have done all of that and will continue to do that as well.
Perfect. Changing a little bit the subject, because this is, of course, our Women in Stroke initiative. So we want to get your opinion on whether you think that leadership in neuroscience differs somewhat by gender. And if yes, how so?
Yes, I think so. It is true in much of medicine and, of course, foundational science that women have been underrepresented in leadership roles for quite a long time. While gender representation disparities in medicine and neuroscience have dramatically improved lately, there still remains a significant shortage of women in leadership roles in this field. The innovative work of women scientists, if you like, is still undervalued. This is based on reports of fewer women in leadership positions and lack of recognition for their work. Although this could self-correct over an extended time frame in the future, it is important to purposefully engage future women leaders and provide them with tools, provide them with role models and opportunities for them to move into these roles.
Absolutely. And you already mentioned lack of recognition and some other examples, but in your opinion, what are the main reasons for women's lack of advancement into leadership positions? Despite there not being visible barriers, what do you think is, what are some of the main reasons?
In my opinion, and I think some of my colleagues also think that women are generally concentrated in lower positions and roles, both in corporate and government organizations, possibly due to male dominance in this field of practice. Equally, traditional gender roles, old stereotypes. Equally important is women's parental responsibilities. Mm. There are also, if you like, institutional barriers. There are structural barriers, and then there's no change of mindset.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. So let me ask you maybe this last question. As a nurse, but mostly I'm interested in asking you this question as a woman, what would be your advice to maybe younger female colleagues that are listening in now who feel that they are not taken seriously by some of their patients or even by some of their colleagues or superiors at work? Would you have any advice to share with them?
Yeah, sure. As a woman, and also an older person who has been through the system and succeeded, my advice to young female colleagues would be to stay focused. There should be authority in their field, positive minded. They should strive to be exceptional in their career. They should be problem solvers. Try to identify where there are gaps in their practice. Provide solutions also. Most importantly, they should enhance their strengths and build on their weaknesses in their career.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's marvelous advice. Gloria, we thank you so much for your time today. It was lovely to get to chat with you, and I thank you for answering all of the questions. We hope you will be participating in some of our initiatives again in the future, so we will have a chance to have a chat with you again soon. Thank you for all your work. And once again, congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for having me today. Yes, it would be a pleasure to participate in future initiatives. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find additional stroke education material and resources in our World Stroke Academy website and social media channels.